Section 4.2.4.3, Phase Out Weapons of Mass Destruction. Weapons of mass destruction are a powerful positive feedback to the war system, strengthening its spread and ensuring that wars that do occur have the potential for planet-altering destruction. Nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons are characterized by their ability to kill and maim enormous numbers of people, wiping out whole cities and even whole regions with indescribable destruction. Nuclear weapons. At present, there are treaties banning biological and chemical weapons, but there is no treaty banning nuclear weapons. The 1970 Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, provides that 5 recognized nuclear weapons states, the US, Russia, UK, France, and China, should make good faith efforts for the elimination of nuclear weapons, while all other NPT signatories pledge not to acquire nuclear weapons. Only 3 countries refused to join the NPT, India, Pakistan, and Israel, and they acquired nuclear arsenals. North Korea, relying on the NPT bargain for peaceful nuclear technology, walked out of the treaty, using its peaceful technology to develop fissile materials for nuclear power to manufacture nuclear bombs. Indeed, every nuclear power plant is a potential bomb factory. A war fought with even a so-called limited number of nuclear weapons would kill millions, induce nuclear winter, and result in worldwide food shortages that would result in the starvation of millions. The whole nuclear strategy system rests upon a false foundation because computer models suggest that only a very small percentage of warheads detonated could cause the worldwide shutdown of agriculture for up to a decade, in effect a death sentence for the human species. And the trend at present is toward a greater and greater likelihood of some systemic failure of equipment or communication that would lead to nuclear weapons being used. A larger release could extinguish all life on the planet. These weapons threaten the security of everyone everywhere. While various nuclear arms control treaties between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union did reduce the insane number of nuclear weapons, 56,000 at one point, there are still 16,300 in the world, only 1,000 of which are not in the U.S. or Russia. What is worse, the treaties allowed for modernization, a euphemism for creating a new generation of weapons and delivery systems, which all of the nuclear states are doing. The nuclear monster has not gone away. It is not even lurking in the back of the cave. It's out in the open and costing billions of dollars that could be far better used elsewhere. Since the not-so-comprehensive test ban treaty was signed in 1998, the U.S. has ramped up its high-tech laboratory tests of nuclear weapons, coupled with subcritical tests, 1,000 feet below the desert floor at the Nevada test site on western Shoshone land. The U.S. has performed 28 such tests to date, blowing up plutonium with chemicals without causing a chain reaction, hence subcritical. Indeed, the Obama administration is currently projecting expenditures of $1 trillion over the next 30 years for new bomb factories and delivery systems, missiles, airplanes, submarines, as well as new nuclear weapons. Conventional war system thinking argues that nuclear weapons deter war, the so-called doctrine of mutual assured destruction, MAD. While it is true that they have not been used since 1945, it is not logical to conclude that MAD has been the reason. As Daniel Ellsberg has pointed out, every U.S. president since Truman has used nuclear weapons as a threat to other nations to get them to allow the U.S. to get its way. Furthermore, such a doctrine rests on a wobbly faith in the rationality of political leaders in a crisis situation for all time to come. MAD does not ensure security against either accidental release of these monstrous weapons or a strike by a nation that mistakenly thought it was under attack, or a preemptive first strike. In fact, certain kinds of nuclear warhead delivery systems have been designed and built for the latter purpose. The cruise missile, which sneaks under radar, and the Pershing missile, a fast attack, forward-based missile. serious discussions actually occurred during the Cold War about the desirability of a grand decapitating first strike, in which the U.S. would initiate a nuclear attack on the Soviet Union in order to disable its ability to launch nuclear weapons by obliterating command and control, beginning with the Kremlin. Some analysts wrote about winning a nuclear war in which only a few tens of millions would be killed, nearly all civilians. Nuclear weapons are patently immoral and insane. Even if they are not used deliberately, there have been numerous incidents where nuclear weapons carried in airplanes have crashed to the ground, fortunately only spewing some plutonium on the ground but not going off. In 2007, six U.S. missiles carrying nuclear warheads were mistakenly flown from North Dakota to Louisiana, and the missing nuclear bombs were not discovered for 36 hours. There have been reports of drunkenness and poor performance by servicemen posted in underground silos responsible for launching U.S. nuclear missiles poised on hair trigger alert and pointed at Russian cities. The U.S. and Russia each have thousands of nuclear missiles primed and ready to be fired at each other. A Norwegian weather satellite went off course over Russia and was almost taken for an incoming attack until the last minute, when utter chaos was averted. Quote, "History does not make us, we make it, or end it." Thomas Merton, Catholic writer. The 1970 NPT was due to expire in 1995, and it was extended indefinitely at that time, with a provision for five-year review conferences and preparatory meetings in between. To gain consensus for the NPT extension, the governments promised to hold a conference to negotiate a weapons of mass destruction free zone in the Middle East. At each of the five-year review conferences, new promises were given, such as for an unequivocal commitment to the total elimination of nuclear weapon, and for various steps that need to be taken for a nuclear-free world, none of which have been honored. A model nuclear weapons convention drafted by civil society with scientists, lawyers, and other experts was adopted by the UN, which provided, quote, "All states would be prohibited from pursuing or participating in the development, testing, production, stockpiling, transfer, use, and threat of use of nuclear weapons." It provided for all the steps that would be needed to destroy arsenals and guard materials under verified international control. To the dismay of civil society and many non-nuclear weapon states, none of the proposed steps at the many NPT review conferences have been adopted. Following an important initiative by the International Red Cross to make known the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons, a new campaign to negotiate a simple ban treaty without the participation of the nuclear weapon states was launched in Oslo in 2013. With follow-up conferences in Nayarit, Mexico, and Vienna in 2014. There is momentum to open these negotiations after the 2015 NPT Review Conference on the 70th anniversary of the terrible destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. At the Vienna meeting, the government of Austria announced a pledge to work for a nuclear weapons ban, described as taking effective measures to fill the legal gap for the prohibition and elimination of nuclear weapons, and to cooperate with all stakeholders to achieve this goal. Additionally, the Vatican spoke out at this conference and for the first time declared that nuclear deterrence is immoral and the weapons should be banned. A ban treaty will put pressure not only on the nuclear weapons states, but on the governments sheltering under the U.S. nuclear umbrella in NATO countries which rely on nuclear weapons for deterrence, as well as countries like Australia, Japan, and South Korea. Additionally, the U.S. stations about 400 nuclear bombs in NATO states, Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, Germany, and Turkey, who will also be pressured to give up their nuclear sharing arrangements and sign the ban treaty. Chemical and biological weapons. Biological weapons consist of deadly natural toxins such as Ebola, typhus, smallpox, and others that have been altered in the lab to be super virulent, so there is no antidote. Their use could start an uncontrolled global epidemic. Therefore, it is critical to adhere to existing treaties that already make up part of the alternative security system. The Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Bacteriological, Biological, and Toxin Weapons, and on their destruction, was opened for signature in 1972 and went into force in 1975 under the aegis of the United Nations. It prohibits the 170 signatories from possessing or developing or stockpiling these weapons. However, it lacks a verification mechanism and needs to be strengthened by a rigorous challenge inspection regime, i.e., any state can challenge another which has agreed in advance to an inspection. The Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, Stockpiling, and Use of Chemical Weapons and on their Destruction prohibits the development, production, acquisition, stockpiling, retention, transfer, or use of chemical weapons. States' signatories have agreed to destroy any stockpiles of chemical weapons they may hold and any facilities which produced them, as well as any chemical weapons they abandoned on the territory of other states in the past, and to create a challenge verification regime for certain toxic chemicals and their precursors, in order to ensure that such chemicals are used only for purposes not prohibited. The Convention entered into force in April 29, 1997. Whereas the world's stockpiles of chemical weapons have been dramatically reduced, the progress of complete destruction is still far from finished. The treaty was successfully implemented in 2014 as Syria turned over its stockpiles of chemical weapons.